Divorce in Pakistan is a very one-sided affair. Muslim men can divorce their wives without going to court. If a woman wants a divorce and her husband disputes it, she will have to argue her case before a judge. Although arranged marriages are still traditional throughout Pakistan, increasingly women of all ages are refusing to put up with unsatisfactory marriages. Islamic law allows women the right to divorce, but Pakistani society still frowns on the practice. Asma Mehboob was first married at the age of 14, but the marriage failed, and for her second husband, her parents chose a much older man. Her new husband was a policeman and was considered a good catch. Asma left him after only 6 weeks, claiming he mistreated her. Now she is back home living with her family in one room. She blames her father for forcing her into the marriage. Her husband, Mohammed Sarwar, is a man of property. He owns two large houses. Alia Malik will represent Asma in court. She's one of a new generation of female lawyers championing the rights of women. Alia's law firm has set up a refuge to help young women like Asma, offering free legal assistance. Alia is currently handling 200 divorce cases. Asma's divorce proceedings against her older husband have already dragged on for over 2 years, and there's still no end in sight. Judge Mehdi will preside over the hearing. It's just one of 100 cases which will come before him in the course of the day. Sarwar's lawyer hasn't turned up, but Judge Mehdi wants to get on with the case. Sarwar blames his mother-in-law, Hamida Bibi, for the breakdown of the marriage. If Asma's husband is too old, this woman's is far too young. Korsar Parveen, now 20, was married at the age of 12 to her 6-year-old cousin. Hayat Bibi, Korsar's mother, was forced to give her up as a child. She was adopted by an aunt. Korsar claims she was ill-treated by her new family. Shakil Rana is the lawyer Korsar's mother has hired to try to win her daughter's freedom. Like all the lawyers in Lahore, he sets up his stall in the courtyard from where he does business whilst the court is in session. Today, as before, the other party has failed to attend the court. An hour later, the lawyer for the child husband finally appears. With Korsar's cross-examination over, the case cannot proceed until the 12-year-old husband himself comes to court. The case is adjourned for a further 3 days to allow the boy to come to court.